Amen. I got thumbs up to go. I guess we're ready. We'll go over to 2 Peter. Probably start at the first verse. This is all brand new. I'm not brand new, but all this other is brand new. Today is my spiritual birthday. I'm 52 years in the Lord, and come in, and they've got Preach It Bill and Amen. They've got a spiritual birthday card, and look what I got from my young ones. Amen. So, If a man's ever going to preach, he ought to be able to preach, amen, for what God has done for us. I guess what we want to preach on is just a lively stone out of 1 Peter in the 2nd chapter. And I hope we got a whole bunch of listeners. I see about three here. He said, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile." And that malice is strife. And guile is deceit. We need to get rid of it. And hypocrisy and envies and all evil speaking. I thought about the hypocrisy that's in the land today. And they say one thing and they'll do something else. And we act like we're holier than thou. Glory to God. And then when you need somebody to help you out or to pray for you a little bit, it's kind of hard to find them. So there's more hypocrisy in our land today. And there's more envies and evil speaking than I've ever seen, and we're just living in total fear, seemingly, of this coronavirus, and this ain't the thing, the only thing that's ever passed through Surrey County in North Carolina and the United States. We're going to die of something, glory to God. And, amen, I've told them many times, I can't die young. And it said, "As newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby." And I thought about, as our babies here, I got one note here, and I can't tell you, this is a baby. I can't read a word of it, but it's got some stuff on the back. And I can't read a word of it, but I guarantee you they are desiring the milk. I guarantee you they are desiring the milk. And the Bible tells us, as newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. And the sincere milk of the Word, glory to God, that's getting right down into the nitty-gritty of the Word of God. And too many of us today, we're not excited about the Word of God. And we love one part of it. But there's another part that really cuts us down to the bone, a part that cuts down to where we're living, a part that stops us from doing what the flesh wants to do. Then we come against the Word of God. And that's where hypocrisy comes in. And I've really noticed in this crucial time that we're living in today, I just pray, glory to God, that we can be lively stones. I pray that we can be on fire for the glory of God. And he said, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. And my friend, I don't know what about you all, but about 52 years ago, I got a taste of the Lord. I got a taste of how good God is and what God can do for a man and what God can do for somebody that's wasted all of their life, that's wasted everything they had at 26 years old. And I got a taste of what God could do. And my friend, I've still not got used to all the taste after 52 years that God can do for me. The taste that God keeps bringing on, it's just a little sweeter all the way. And when it looks like there ain't no way and it looks like that you can't get the job done, then glory to God, God will give you something else. And I thought, we did a funeral there, my friend of mine, and maybe a little kin there, and distant kin, and we did his mama's funeral at 93 years old, and I think he was 84, but I began to think about that, and I listened, he had four boys, and I watched them as they came up to the casket, and I stood over to the side, and the boy said, "Thank you, Daddy, for what you've done for me." Glory to God, I got to sit there and there's some precious memories. And I thought, you know, things begin to roll back through my mind. How precious my God is. And how I would love to sit down with Daddy one more time and tell Daddy about Jesus. And as far as I know, Mom and Dad never did get saved that I know anything about. But there wasn't nobody with him when he died, so I'm going to take it. He's all right. There ain't nothing I can do about it. But I heard them boys, and they said, "Daddy, I thank you for learning me this. I thank you for some of the examples that you taught me. And he was a military man and an old country boy that didn't have much money. But glory to God, I believe he loved God. I remember the time he come by my house and bought me a quart of honey, amen, to try to sweeten me up. So we need, glory to God, we need some old-timey Christians, amen, that'll get down at the altar of God and pray. And I thought, if mamas and daddies, amen, out there today, what are we teaching our kids? Are we teaching our kids that God is first? Are we teaching our kids that we need church? Are we teaching our kids, glory to God, there ain't no other way except the Lord Jesus Christ? I thought, this is one of the hardest things I ever done. I thought radio was hard, but they had me cooped up in a little room. I don't believe there's no comparison to this, but God is still good. Thought coming down the road, amen, and it said, amen over here, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Can you see it? It said, amen. Hallelujah. And it said, preach, Bill, preach. Amen. So that's what the Lord is telling us today. And he said, praise the Lord on this time. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. It's time that we praise the Lord. It's time that we get excited about what God has done for us. Let's go on into the Word of God. And he said, to whom coming? Fourth verse. And he said, whom coming? As unto a living stone. It's talking about Jesus here. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. That fourth verse said he was disallowed of men. And I thought today, honey, where is Jesus at our house? I'm afraid he's on the back burner. I'm afraid that Jesus ain't the living stone in our house. I'm afraid that he's not the answer to all of our questions. I'm afraid, glory to God, he should be, but I'm afraid that we're asking in different directions to get things that suits us and things that we can go our way. He said he's as a living stone, a living stone disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. And glory to God, I thought about it. I talked to some of them in Israel when we were over there, and they said every building that they stopped in Jerusalem, it's a law, glory to God, a building code law, that they can only build out of stone. They can't build out of brick or block or all of this. It's got to be stone. And some of them told me they're a guide, and some of them I was asking questions, and they said that they had to go to the northeast corner, amen, and start, and that stone and everything else was built around that. And I got to thinking about that. Glory to God. If we build our house around Jesus Christ, every stone will pack into place. Every stone will be exactly where God wants it to be. Every work will be exactly what the work God wants it to be. And God will fill it with the Holy Ghost fire of God. And it'll be a building that can't be shaken. It'll be a building that can't be moved. It'll be a building, glory to God, when Satan comes against it, it'll stand. I'm going to tell you something. I want to build the rest of my days on the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to walk where the Lord wants me to walk. I want my foundation to be on Jesus Christ. I want to know that my Redeemer lives, glory to God. I want to know, and I can look around and I can see God answered this prayer for me, and God answered that prayer for me, and God moved that obstacle out of the way for me, and God done these things just for me. I know that I am a child of God today. I know who my Redeemer is. I know who has kept me for the last 52 years. And he said, ye also as lively stones. And I guess that's what I wanted to preach on. He said there that he was a living stone. And he said, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And the Word tells us how to present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, is our reasonable service. And he said that ye are as lively stones, or build up spiritual house. And I thought over there in Matthew, what is that? Matthew 16, I believe it is. And it said, thou art Peter, but on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm glad that we've got a stone to build on. I'm glad we've got a rock to build on. I'm glad that we got something that can be finished. I'm glad we got something that won't fall. I'm glad, glory to God, the Word's alive today. I'm glad, glory to God, I don't need to change the Word. I need to be a newborn babe designed of the sincere milk of the Word. I need to enjoy every minute of God's Word. If it cuts me, I need to enjoy it. If it calls me out, I need to enjoy it. If it hurts me, I need to enjoy it. And then I need to praise God when I realize that it is God that spoke to our hearts. When I realize that it is God that has taken care of our every need. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house. I found, glory to God, in the cafes and the stores, and they got them all shut down now. But when we go into the places, you know, and we'll hear people talking the old junk of the world, maybe even using cuss words and even calling God's name in vain. And when you go up and start talking to them about church, about what God has done for you, the next thing you know, honey won't melt in their mouth, glory to God. They're the child of God. They don't even know some of them what church they go to or who their pastor is. I think it's a laughing stock, honey. If the people at Mount Vernon don't know who their pastor is, glory to God. It's a shame in the condition that we're in today. And I thought it used to be in the hospitals. They want to know of what faith you are. Glory to God, you can be in the Baptist faith all day you want to and die and go to hell. We need the faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory to God, it ain't Catholic and it ain't Methodist. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we want to go to heaven, we're going to have to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. When it's an ouch in the Word, a hurt in the Word, we still got to live the way God wants us to live. And He said, a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And I thought, if I brought a one-eyed goat, or how about a one-eyed Bill, or a lame Bill, one that had sin in his life, and I brought him up and I said, here, Lord, I want to offer myself to you. I want to give me to you. I want you to accept me. This is my offering. I just got one eye and I got a lame leg and I've got sin from up to my elbows, and I ain't walked for you and I ain't prayed to you lately. I've not helped somebody along the way. I'm walking on the road. I thought about it. I picked up one last week, glory to God. And he said, I've been reading the Bible. Said, this thing is real, ain't it? It's time that we get alone somewhere and begin to read the Word of God. It is alive, honey. It's coming to an end. Whether we want it to or whether we don't. I'm going to tell you, whether you want it or whether you don't. Are you going to die, and after death, the judgment? We're going to stand before the judgment seat of God. We're going to know what we done wrong. We're going to know where we was right. Amen. I'm glad that He gave us this promise. I want to be a lively stone. You know, I've noticed in churches, seemingly everywhere I go, we used to go to little home prayer meetings, and some of you remember and some can't, but glory to God, we went to little home prayer meetings. We're shouting up. And by the way, some of y'all, glory to God, that are watching today, used to go to the home prayer meetings and shout and enjoy the blessings of God when there wasn't but 8 or 10 of us. I wonder if we've got a brand new suit and we've decided how we've got too big to give God praise, to give God honor and glory for what God has done for us. I believe we need to come back to our first love. I believe we need to come back, glory to God, the condition that we were in when the Lord Jesus Christ saved our soul. I've never forgot, brother, where I was at when the Lord saved my soul. I'll never forget the stink and the foaming alcohol coming up my nose and burning my nose and hanging around that old commode. I'm glad God set me free, Lord. Glory to God, 52 years ago, I've not had to have alcohol to shout, amen. I ain't had to have alcohol to talk. I've got something to testify of. I've got a God that's alive today. I've got a Jesus sitting on the right hand of the Father. I'm making intercession for you and I'm glad my God's alive today. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And he said, Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture. It is contained in the Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. I thought today, are we believing in the Lord? I've never seen America any more confounded than they are today. I've never seen as many different opinions, and I've never seen this and fighting against that. And I don't understand. And the government shut us down. I understand that. I'm trying to obey by it the best I know how. But I don't understand why Christians are afraid. I don't understand why we're afraid of death. The Bible teaches me But it's in John there, without a shadow of a doubt. He said, perfect love casteth out all fear. It's 1 John 4. 1 John 4. And he said, it's torment. Fear is torment. Amen. And fear is torment. And he said, we're not right with God if we don't love. And if we can't love our brother who we've seen, how are we going to love God who we've not seen? That's the Scripture. That's what the Word of God said. And you say, well, Bill, you got fears, ain't you? I've got fears, but I've overcome a multitude of fears, honey, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Some things I used to worry about, God has taken care of them. Some things that used to knock me down, God has taken care of them. I can get up today. I'm going to tell you what I feared. My worst fear, glory to God, is my people dying and going to a devil's hell. I have a fear of them that said one time I worship God. They tell me how one time God delivered me from alcohol. How God delivered me from cussing. God put my marriage back together. Amen. And they're out there in the world today drinking and doing the same thing. Amen. That they was before they got saved. It worries me, brother. Sister, it worries me that mankind is dying and going to hell. Glory to God. I believe they knew the Lord. I believe they walked for the Lord. I believe their house was cleaned up by the Holy Ghost power of God. And them old seven devils come knocking on the door and beat them back down. They're right back where they are, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. It's time we start telling the people the truth. If we ain't got but three, glory to God. Give God praise and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's still alive today, honey. And you know what? He put something in me. This old man's still alive today. A lively stone, just a chip off the old block. That God put a lively stone in me. God put a clean heart in me. God woke me up with a testimony. God gave me something to shout about. I thought about, Lord, help me not to mutter and help me not to complain. And the boy said, don't call my name so I won't. But I thought about, glory to God, when we went to Cuba in 06, and I had a picture with his guts tore out, and a lady on the altar, they had a little table with a cloth across it, and no lights or no nothing, and some of them, the birds flying through the house, but I'd have an interpreter. I said, look at this, pray over this. This was in June of 06, and they were going to operate the next week when I come back. I said, pray over this. Every place I went to, I laid that out on the altar. And they took it away from me in prison. They stopped me from going in with it. But I need to lay it out on the altar again. The first thing I know, listen, church, what I'm saying today. God spared an old sinner. I'll give him another chance. And if I ain't careful, I mutter and grumble, brother, about what they're doing today or where they're at today. I need to come back to the old foothills of the cross. I need to get down where, glory to God, God save my soul. And raise up a lively stone. I need to let the cares of this old world go by. I need to let the vacations go by. I need to let the money go by. I need to let the things of this world go by. God is in control today, honey. God is able to take care of our needs. God, help me. You delivered me out of bondage. Help me not to murder and complain. You have answered prayers for me. Praise your holy name. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. I'm about done, church. I'm give out. Hallelujah. And he said, wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. I'm glad today that they tore down and put it over on the side and wasn't going to have it. I'm glad that it's made the head of the corner. I'm glad, glory to God, it's the foundation that you and I have got to build on. Men said we don't want him because he was born in a manger. He didn't come as a king. He had to go down into bondage into Egypt. And he had to run the back streets. He couldn't even stay in Jerusalem. But I'm glad, glory to God, but he did become the chief cornerstone. The chief cornerstone. I believe I can shout on that. Glory to God wherever I'm at. And he said, 7th verse, unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient. If you're disobedient, you don't want the Lord around you right then. Hello?
Right.
As for our sins, we know them. And you know, we get distorted. We get pulled off to the side. He's precious if we love him. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense unto them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. I've heard it all of my life that religion drove them crazy. All of my life, I've heard they tried to get too close to God and it drove them nuts. I've heard it all of my life, even when I was in sin. I didn't believe it then, and boy, I know it ain't right now. I'm going to tell you what drives us crazy. When we try to live a little bit for Jesus and a whole lot for the world.
Right, right.
Amen. When we know the truth, glory to God, the Bible said the truth will set us free.
Right.
The truth will separate us. The truth will make what God wants out of us. Yeah. Whether we want it to be that way or not, God will take us and use us if we'll say, God, I'm yours. I'm going to walk for you. I'm talking about a lively stone. I want to be a lively stone. He said, if I ain't praising God, he said, the rocks will cry out.
Amen.
I thought, I had an old buddy, and I'd talked to him many times. He's been dead several years now, but I love the old man. Appreciated him from the bottom of my heart, died young. But I remember a rock falling out of the cut up there and come right into his windshield and right down into his lap, but it spared him. And I thought, do you reckon that's the rock crying out? He tried to go back to the old doctrine, messed up doctrine. Amen. That wasn't right. That will be saved in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last days. And he misrepresented that. He tried to say that he could get saved just any time he wanted to. We're misrepresenting the Lord. Honey, I'm going to tell you, if you're in sin today, you don't come back just when you want to. Amen. There's a boundary and there's some hurdles that you got to cross over. I've never seen a man that really, really went back on God that ever got back where he was at. Honey, I beg us today. I beg us to stay close to God. I beg us to walk for God. Let me read on. And he said, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. You know, it ain't been long, just the other day in one of our services. And I come out with some scripture, amen. Glory to God, if you ain't eternally saved. I come out, God, you got to live right. It's day by day. If you think you can't get away from God, you're in the wrong place. And I seen it in the face. I thought, well, he's decided he's in the wrong place. He's got to go somewhere else. But hadn't we rather bring out the truth now than to let them get rooted and grounded and then find out that ain't the way they believe? I believe we better come to the Word of God. It's time that we have a standard in our church. It's time that we stand up for our standard in the church. It's time that we take up for each other. He said, a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the Word. How many are stumbling at the Word today? How many is tripping over the Word today? Because there's places in there that they don't measure up to, and they're trying to fix it. They're trying to fix it to suit their self. To please man, self, please self, and to please God too, and it won't work. It won't work. Amen. I'm going to read two more verses, and I'm going to try to hush and get out of the way. But he said, but ye are a chosen generation. And this ain't talking to the Jews, it's talking to us. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness unto the marvelous light. Glory to God. Praises him who hath called you out of darkness unto the marvelous light, which in time past were not a people. This is why I'm telling you, it's not for the Jews, this is for you and I. He said, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. Let me jump to 15. I need to read this. For so is the will of God, that with well doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free and not using your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. Amen. We're doing all of that we know that we can do, but I'm going to build on the rock the best I can. I'm going to build on the rock. Every house that I've ever seen has got a crack in it somewhere. I'm going to build on the rock. The Lord Jesus Christ. We're just preaching on the lively stones. He said he was a living stone, and he made us lively stones. Amen. So if we're hooked in, and I thought, you know, you've seen stones in the mountain that rocks is running out, water's running out of the rocks. They're lively stones. But these that they don't have no moisture, and they ain't no moisture around, they're dead stones. I want to be a lively stone. I want to be one that, he said, is like a river of life, a fountain of life springing up from within you. Glory to God. A fountain of life and speaking it out to others. And I thought about Jesus standing by the well there with the Samaritan woman. Amen. Glory to God. He had a fountain of life in him. Not that well in the ground and Jacob's well, but glory to God, it was a fountain of life coming up in him. He said, if you'll drink of that, you'll never thirst. You'll never thirst again. If we get away from the Word of God, we'll thirst again. If we stay in the Word of God, it's a lively stone. Amen. It'll take care of us. It'll bless us. It'll lift us up. Amen. We won't be discouraged. And I'm going to tell you, last Wednesday night, I'd give anything if we'd have got it on tape, but we didn't. But glory to God, I got lifted up. I got delivered. I've been beaten, thrashed, and banged, but I got loose. Praise God. If I can get loose, I'm going to stay loose just as long as I can. I know it's going to come another hardship, but I'm going to stay up just as long as I can. Amen. We're done.